So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hishila Chalukah Lenachos Eilanida Ve'achkach Labashta Hi U'matza Leo Kasem Haretzu Toilaba. If a woman loaned her garment to a non-Jewish or a nida, and then, after the owner got it back, she wore it and found a kesem on the garment, the owner is tar, because she attributes the kesem to the other woman, because le makak lamidi, the kesem does not have a negative effect on them because they're tummy anyway. However, gimel nashim shalav shu chalak echad, oy shayav shu asaf sal echad, benim tzalav dam, kulam tmeis. If three women wore the same garment or sat on the same stool made of wood and then a dam was found on it, all three women are tummy. And one cannot attribute the kesem to the others because, as Rashi explains, the mekalkula law. My chaz is the mekalkula lahach, tvei mahach. The kesem has a negative effect on her because she was previously tar, and now the kesem causes her to become tummy. And we have no reason to attribute it to one over the other. The Gemara cites a machlekes in the Braisa. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, Taila b'shemeres yom kineged yom b'sheni shila, u'b'seferes shiva shalei tavla. We can attribute a kesem to a woman that is tummy even during her clean period, such as a zava katana on the second day that she is being shemer sim keneged yoyim, or a zava gedoyla on the seventh day of the shiv nekim before tevila, and lafikach imusukenis v'chaverta mikol kelis. The first one remains tar, while the zava becomes tummy and loses her count of nekim, because we always attribute the kesem to the one that is tummy. While Rebbe holds in the Taila, we cannot attribute the kesem to the one that was tameh because the mekalkala. The kesem causes her to lose the count of nekim, and in the case of the zava katana, she has to wait another day, and lafikach shtei mukokelas. Both women are tameh. However, v'shavin should Taila b'shemeres yom keneged yom berishin shala, u'b'yeshebes aldam tayer, u'b'psula shedemeh tayerin. They both agree that we attribute a kesem to a zava katana on the first day, and to a yeledes during the yomei tahar, and to a virgin whose dam is tar because lo mekalkala. The kesem has no negative effect on them as they are either tummy or tar anyway. The Gemara proceeds to inquire in the case of ma'u litlis kesem bekesem, whether we can attribute a kesem to a woman who has previously found a kesem. And the Gemara elaborates, there's no question according to Rebbe, and he certainly holds Eina Taila, because the Mahasin to Kachazi Magufa, Amrit Eina Taila, Hachad Me'amaka Asi Lakoshkin. If we do not attribute a kesem to a Shemeres Yem who definitely saw dam, we certainly do not attribute a kesem to a Balas kesem who only possibly saw dam. Rather, the question is only according to Shimon ben Gamliel, as follows. Perhaps only to a Shemeres Yem Talia because the Kachazi Magufa, but to a Balas kesem Eina Taila because Me'amaka Asi. Or perhaps Leishna. There's no difference, and we attribute a kesem even to a balas kesem because she is tummy anyway. And the Gemara concludes that in toilin kesem be kesem. The Gemara proceeds with a contradicting brisa. First, the brisa states in toilin kesem be kesem. We did not attribute a kesem to a woman who previously saw kesem. And then the brisa states hashila chaluk lenachres or liyeshebes al kesem harizu toilaba. We do attribute a kesem to a non-Jewish or a woman who saw kesem. The Gemara offers four solutions. Harabi v'harab and Shimon ben Gamliel. The Rishas Rebbe, who holds that for a Shemeres Yom Ein Toilin, and certainly for Balas Kesem Ein Toilin, while the Sefer is Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, who holds for a Shemeres Yom Toilin, and also for a Balas Kesem Toilin. Or perhaps the entire Brisa is Rebbe. And Ha Berishin Shalah, Ha B'Sheini Shalah. The Sefer refers to a Balas Kesem on the first day, and Toilin because this does not have a negative effect on her, because she has to wait another day anyway. While the Rish refers to a Balas Kesem on the second day, and Ein Toilin because this does have a negative effect on her, because this causes her to have to wait another day. Or, similarly, perhaps the entire Brisa is Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel. And Kalam Afreya Kan La'ba. The Sefer refers to a Balas Kesem on the first day, and Toilin retroactively, because this does not cause her to have to wait another day. While the Rish refers to a Balas Kesem on the second day, and Ein Toilin because this causes her to have to wait another day. Or the Brisa must be rewritten and comes to teach our Mishnah's halacha. Hishila chaluka lenachris oy liyeshebes aldam toher, balas kesem toilaba. If a woman loaned her garment to a non-Jewish or to a yeledes whose dam is tahar, and then she found a kesem, the owner is tahar and she attributes the kesem to the other woman because loy mekalkala midi. The Mishnah concludes, however, yeshval safsal shal evan, oy ala itztava shal merchat, shem nechem yimitar. If the three women sat on a stool or bench made of stone, they're all tahar because he holds kaldavashin mekabel tuma in mekabel ksam. A kesem found in an object that is not susceptible to tuma, such as karka or stone, is not metame. And the Gemara gives a source from a pasuk in Sefer Yeshayahu, v'niksa la'aretz teishif, kimin sheyashva la'aretz niksa. And the Gemara concludes that this halacha is actually a machlekes in the Braisa. Reb Yaakov metame, Reb Nechemya metahar, v'hoi rechacham k'Reb Nechemya. Zok the Mishnah, Shalish Nashim Shoyishenes b'mita achas, v'nimtze dam tachas achas, men kulon tmeis. If three women slept in one bed and they found a kesem, all are tamei. However, badka achas men b'nimtze tmeia, he tmeia b'shtein tahiris. If one woman checked herself afterward and found dam, only she is tamei, but the other two are tar, because we attribute the kesem to the one who did the bedika, who is definitely tamei. Rida Merav says, "Pahusha Badka Atzma Bishir Vest." We attribute the kesem to this woman only if she did the bedika immediately after they found the kesem. And the Mishnah follows the opinion of Barpada, who says, "Kol Shabala Bachatas Tareseha Temeis." If a woman does the bedika immediately after finding the kesem, within the time in which if this happened right after Tashmish, her husband would be chayv chatas. The taharas that she touched are burned because she is considered definitely tamei. However, Bala Basham Tali Tarasea Taluyas. If she does a Badika at a later point, during the time in which, if this happened right after Tashmish, her husband would only be Chayav Basham Tali, the Taharas that she touched are neither eaten nor burned because she's considered only possibly Tame. And if Bala Pater Tarasea Tahiris, if she does a Badika at even a later point, during the time in which, if this happened right after Tashmish, her husband would be Pater Mikarbon, then the Taharas that she touched may be eaten because she's considered definitely Tar. Rabbeishi, however, disagrees and says, "Afilu ba'al b'chatas tereseha teluyes." Even if she does a bedika immediately during the time in which, if this happened right after Tashmish, her husband would be chayv chatas, the taharas that she touched are neither eaten nor burned because she is considered only possibly tamei. And accordingly, in the Mishnah's case, Badka Achsman Benimtzis Tamei Kulan Tameis, they are all tamei, and we cannot attribute the kasim to the one who did the bedika because she is only possibly tamei. The Mishnah continues, "V'toyles zubazu," as the Brass explains, "Ketzad toyles zubazu." Ubra b'she'ena ubra. Toyle ubra b'she'ena ubra. If one of the women was not subject to sidam, such as she was either pregnant or nursing, then she is tar and the others are tamei, because we attribute the kesem to those who are subject to sidam. However, v'im lo hayu ru'uyin liris, ra'inais n'ki ilu hen ru'uyis. If all the women were not subject to sidam, such as all were ubarais or manikis, all are tamei, because tamei b'nayu nafek. The dam certainly came from one of them.